connected.
Hello and welcome to Are You Connected, episode number 76. I'm Jenny Ashby, and with me tonight I have my friend Lois Smethurst. Hello, Lois, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Jenny. It's getting towards the last week of school, isn't it? We're up to December the 14th.
1 week to go. Can you believe it? It's an 11-week term.
Well, it's been a very quick term, I think. It hasn't felt like 11 weeks.
Somewhere I remember something being told we were going to have 4 10-week terms.
Well, they're all over the place, aren't they? I think that's to do with Easter.
So what have you been up to, Lois? It's been a long time.
Well, Jen, my big news is I have a new job for next year.
Really?
Yeah, so I've been up to applying for work, but...
So you've been writing lots and lots of applications.
I've been writing applications, and I have a new job in Warragul close to home next year.
That's going to be...
Yeah, in the private system, though, so that's a bit scary.
Jumping ships.
I am jumping ships, but then, you know, life's too short not to try an adventure, you know.
I'll have to hang around and see if I can pick up some breadcrumbs.
Well, but Jen, let's talk about what you've been up to, because you've had a really exciting term and a big trip away and a conference to tell us about.
Yes, I've had a very busy term. I've been off to Miami Device. Seems like 2 years ago, but it's only so many weeks ago, in Florida, which was held at the St. Stephen's Episcopal Day School. And it was run under the leadership of Felix Giacomino, who is the technology leader there. And I went over there and did some work in the school for a few days before the conference started, helped put together their lovely name tags, which were made on the old 5¼-inch floppies.
Where on earth would they get enough of those?
You can buy them. You can buy them on eBay.
Oh, can you?
Yes. So, and, you know, everyone there loved them.
Oh, that's
so
hilarious.
It was a real geeky, fun thing, and people just loved them, and they all treasured their name tags.
Right.
So that was great. It was, you know, lots of amazing connections with lots of people I knew on Twitter.
Yeah.
Lots of fun as well and learning. So just like Slide to Learn, in fact.
And you presented there as well.
I presented a couple of sessions, yes. I did my coding session, which was great, with the BeeBots. And it was great because I got in contact with a BeeBot man over there and had some BeeBots sent to the school, so I didn't have to take up all the space in my suitcase.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is what we need, a little bit of space in our suitcase, don't we, Lois, when we go travelling?
Yeah, technology takes up a lot of space, doesn't it? I mean, there's no room for clothes. Right.
And you've got to have room for shopping.
And it's the weight of the technology.
Yeah, actually, the BeeBots are pretty light.
They are.
And but he also sent a ProBot, which was great, you know, one of the cars, bigger ones,
We've got some ProBots at school and they're really cool.
Yeah, so I did that session, which was lots of fun. Mm-hmm. I also did my Get Real Maths session, tried to say maths without the S, and got them all to think about just using everyday things they use and the maths and numbers they can do from that.
Mm-hmm. So
have you ever thought about when you're looking on YouTube and Facebook and all the numbers we read these days?
Well, I think so. And the time and all those little things that count make much more sense, don't they?
Likes and faves and in YouTube you're looking at millions, you know, of how many people have watched videos and things.
Yeah, just true.
And kids, so you're looking at this stuff at home and reading lots of pretty big numbers. We don't realise. So it's good to have a look at those.
Right.
I met some very interesting people like Daniel Kim.
Right.
And Daniel Kim is actually from Canada, and he did a great keynote, very short 5-minute keynote.
A 5-minute keynote?
Yes, about boredom at school.
He didn't want to bore anyone.
It was a bit like a Petra Kucher type of thing, actually, because he had his slides just going and he spoke to it. But he has an adversity to boredom and has his whole life and does not like to be bored.
Ah.
So that leads him to make a thing called a pop danthology, which is where he gets all the top pop songs from the year and smashes them down into one short video. And very carefully using great craftsmanship, makes them all just go flow from one to the other. Amazing.
Wow.
Hours of editing.
Yes.
And, you know, his last one has had like 27 million views.
My goodness.
So the new one comes out tomorrow, but actually it might be the day after tomorrow because it's the 15th. So for them, that would be the day after, wouldn't it? So it's coming this week in a few days. Probably by the time we've got this podcast out, it'll be out and you'll be able to have a look at it. But he did a great talk and, you know, talked about how kids were going home and had actually a lot newer gadgets at home than at schools.
Oh, it's and how constant problem though, isn't it?
Yeah, and at school they'd come along and do paint and whatever else, you know. The programs he mentioned were a little bit old, but that was what he did when he was at school because he was talking about his time. But I even thought about now, some kids would probably have some amazing program software they're using at home and they come along to school and have to do some funny things sometimes. But I think we're getting a little bit better here in Australia with our activities we do, like what we've been doing recently. I also met Kevin Honeycutt because he did a keynote there.
Yeah.
And I actually got to carry around his guitar and get it signed for him. That was pretty exciting. He said, "Can you take this around and get everyone to sign it?" So that was my job.
Okay.
Took that around and got everyone to sign it, which was nice. Got to wear some Google glasses and have a go at them.
I saw a photo of you with the Google glasses.
Yes, and I thought to myself, no, I think they need to do a bit more work on these.
So how does that work? So you're actually looking at a computer and...
Oh, you got these little lighted up bits in the screen and things that you see, and they didn't work all that well actually, so...
You weren't connected properly, Jen?
Well, you have to look in a certain way or I don't know what, but I just thought they need to do more work to make these easier to use. So you've got to train them or something. You've got to,
yeah, because, I mean, you wouldn't want that to be in front of your face all the time. You'd want to be able to be seeing through the glasses normally as well, wouldn't you?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you see through them. They didn't take over like that. Okay. Yeah, so very interesting. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're the start of something for sure.
Yeah.
They had this wonderful Fab Lab there, which was their old, beautiful, it was a new building and it used to be their Mac Lab.
Right.
Where they had a whole lot of iMacs, really nice things, in a lovely sort of pine and green sort of look of modern sort of place. And it was empty now though and had big workbenches and it was their makerspace.
Oh, that's a great idea, isn't it?
And they had cardboard and kids were making all sorts of things and they were making something that really caught my eye, rockets.
Rockets. With cardboard?
Oh, with tubes and lemonade bottles and all sorts of things and pumps and all sorts of things. And I just saw them and had a look at them and thought, yes, next year, Rocket Club.
Okay, and so will they make them go with things like bicarb and Coca-Cola and that sort of?
No, they make them go with things like bike pumps.
Oh, okay.
Pump, 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 and it, boom, and off it goes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that sounds great. That sounds like fun. Kids would love that.
Yes, kids love that out on the oval. Yeah, so.
And you could add a lot of maths into that. You could stick your maths in there.
Oh, yes, lots of maths. Yeah, so that was something great to take away. And, you know, all the great presenters were there doing their things. And Tony Vincent did a keynote as well.
Yes, Tony.
He was talking about make it your own, making your devices and everything your own, so they're personalised, which is great.
Yes.
And he also put a page together, which people will really love to see, because then you can go and see what all the speakers were talking about and have a look at their handouts.
So that's a link on our
blog.
Yes,
so
our blog, yes.
Tony made a lovely Learning in Hand resources from Miami Device, and it's got all the different sessions and the different handouts they had from each session. So there's some wonderful things there.
Yeah, that sounds fabulous.
Lisa Johnson did some great sessions on so many areas now. She did iTunes U with iBooks. That was great.
Yeah.
Lisa
Johnson has that app, doesn't she? She has an app of her own.
Yes, yeah, Tech Chef for You.
That's it.
And, she does some really great work with iPads. I also went to a session about Explain Everything.
Right.
And I thought I'll go and see what else I can learn in that. And I picked up a couple of things I'd never thought of.
Yeah.
You know, if you use the Zoom tool and zoom right out on the screen, you probably already know this, do you?
Well, maybe not.
Zoom right out on the screen and you can just keep adding things more and more to your screen. And then when you're showing it as a presentation tool, you just pinch in and out with your fingers and look at the different things.
Oh,
and it reminded me a bit like Prezi.
Sounds like Prezi.
But you can also record video and it's there on your page and you can write on top of the video as it's playing.
Right.
And record that, you know, like they do on the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. I hadn't thought of doing that.
It's actually a very complex program.
It is. There's a lot in it.
There's a lot in it, and you can use it at a very simple level, but I actually think it's quite it's almost too complex for younger students. It's, you know, so it's great for the older kids because then they can start doing those more complex.
You can keep it simple though.
Oh, you can, but then why? Yeah. But then you can also use iMovie and Book Creator and all those things, which ideal for young kids, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think that's what we're talking about when we're talking about boredom, is that if you use tools like that where kids are actually creating and making, that's where you don't get the boredom.
Because
it's not a rote learning or anything like that. It's a, you know, take what you know and put it into something to share with other people.
I tell you what, I did get a gadget recently.
Did you get a new gadget?
I got a new gadget, yes. I saw it when I was over at Miami Device, actually.
You didn't tell me this.
And I saw it and I thought, I have to have one of those. So the other day it just happened to be in my inbox. You know how they know what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
And there was an ad on Facebook or somewhere that it was a discount special or something.
Yeah.
And it was for a 53 pencil.
A what?
A 53 pencil goes with Paper 53, the app Paper 53 that does that lovely drawing and everything.
Yes, yes.
And this is an app, a pencil, I mean. Yeah. But the pencil actually has some sort of battery or USB in it because you plug it in, your USB into your computer to charge it.
Yeah.
And then you click it all together and it Bluetooths to your iPad.
Right.
And then when you use it to draw, you actually can touch the screen with your hand like when you're writing and leaning on.
Yeah.
And then it will still draw, whereas usually as soon as you touch, you lose it.
Yeah.
And then the other end of the pencil turns around and is the rubber at the other end and will just rub everything off. So
it's much easier to draw because you're drawing with a pencil.
Yeah, you can be really precise
and be quite drawing with them. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, so I got one of those. And it's in wood grain. It's like a wooden pencil.
Okay. So it's called a 53 pencil.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds nice. I do love that app. It's got a lot of beautiful things in it. I'm not a good enough, I don't draw well enough to use it well, but I can imagine artists, you know, who like to use their iPads for that work would love that app.
Well, the pencil also lets you draw and be the brush or whatever you want it to be, but then it allows you to use your finger to smudge.
Okay.
Mm. Then you can smudge and blend in colours together.
Oh, nice. Sounds good.
Because you attach on the iPad to say you're using this. So that was a nice little thing for me to see. And do you know at Miami Device, they gave everyone a charger for your phone?
Really?
Yeah, everyone got one. It was like being on Oprah. and these are our sponsors and we've got one for everyone.
Oh, okay, cool. That's great.
didn't bring wheelbarrows full, but when we went back through the gate, we all were given one. So
but
that was nice.
It was a nice small conference like Slide to Learn, wasn't it? It's not thousands of people. It's like hundreds
It was.
Of people.
Was. There were about 350 people.
Yeah, so that's really nice because you get to meet people and know people.
Yes, yes. And just nice size, great food as well.
So talking of Slide to Learn, should we talk about next year's Slide to Learn?
Why not? Next year's Slide to Learn's been announced. It's on the website. Mm-hmm. It's on the Ning. You can actually register.
You can register already.
It's open for registrations because it's in April and it's in New Zealand.
Yes, it's in New Zealand.
So the Northern Ireland.
People need to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm. They would need to plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the 15th, 16th of April. We're actually having a masterclass before our two-day conference this year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a masterclass as well. So if you look it up on the Ning, you'll find out all about it.
Mm. But that's actually just after our school holidays, isn't it?
It's the first week of term two in Victoria. But every day it's not. You know how they're going to have all the holidays the same?
Yeah.
They haven't. They haven't.
No, they don't.
And, of course, New Zealand are on holidays.
Yeah.
They're on holidays as well. So.
But, I mean, people might like to add a week of long service leave to their holidays, but if they've, you know in advance, they can organise that, can't they?
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's
have a bit of time travelling around New Zealand as well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Do two at once.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be lots of fun, and I'll probably say a bit more about it in our next podcast.
Well, yes, but I just think it's a good time to start thinking about those things now.
It is.
Yeah, you've got to plan ahead for that sort of
And if you're really wanting to go, it's always good to get in early because sometimes our conferences, well, most times they get pretty full.
Well, that could really happen too with a new conference in New Zealand, and they're terrific. New Zealand people have fantastic conferences and very good at attending PD.
Yes, and this one's at the Christian School. Just near Auckland. Actually at Auckland, but it's close. That'll be interesting, won't it?
Yeah, sounds great.
Yes. And what are you doing for the rest of the year? What have you actually done lately? You've been doing something interesting lately.
Well, it has been it's tricky this time of year, isn't it? Because you're sort of the limbo time, which you don't want the kids to stop learning it. So we've taken advantage of the hour of code. And my grade twos have spent a bit of time coding. We've been using the WeDo Lego, which is you build little models and then you go and you program them and with the Lego code. So we've been doing that a little bit off and on over last term and this term. So we went to have some time doing that. So the kids enjoyed. They'd made the crocodile with the sensor in its mouth and programmed it so it would snap sharp when they put something in the mouth.
Right.
And then we actually had another session where we've been playing with Scratch a bit too. And my grade twos have really quite enjoyed the idea of Scratch, and we've been using the narrative idea, making them fitting in with our under the sea theme where they've created some fish and I've taught them how to animate the fish and swim. But on the website for An Hour of Code, there's really simple little tutorials, and we made a little Christmas sprite and put a Christmas message on.
Oh, great.
Well, you know, and the thing I really like about Scratch on the web is how easy it is to embed that onto your blogs, whereas it was always incredibly difficult before.
From the program?
Yeah. On the web, you just grab the embed code and you can put your little project straight on the blog.
There's a link there, is there? Is that if you log? Do you have to log in?
You
do
have to log in. We're using a class account, our whole school. Right. It's a school account. So
kids, can everyone log in with the same thing at the same time?
Yes, they can. All they have to do is save their project, log in, save their project, so they can work. They can work on their project. It's just when you want to save, you have to be logged in. And then it will take you to a project section, and when you look at it's a bit like looking at a film before you've opened it, and then it has the settings underneath and has an embed a spot where you can grab the embed code, so you can embed Scratch onto your blog.
I was going to say, when you go to save your work, you would have to be logged in.
Yes, you do.
But if you're just going to do some work and not worry about saving it, then you can't embed it.
You can actually work on a project and then decide to save it and log in.
But you can't embed it without logging in.
Correct.
Right.
You have to be logged in.
So you have to be logged in to embed it. That embed code is very important though, isn't it?
Oh, I think it's the important thing. It's like, well, if you can't share your work, you know, it's okay to have a bit of a play and work, but eventually you have to be able to share it and get feedback and evaluate and go back to it. So that embed code is important.
My kids actually worked out a workaround around that.
Yeah.
They actually got an iPad and videoed it and then put the video into Google Drive and get the embed code from that.
Yeah, you can do that too, but this is simpler, the embed code on that. And I've just got one account for the whole school and everyone's using it and we don't seem to have an issue with that.
So, well, they got their own video and put it in their own drive, you see.
Yeah.
So they've got ownership of it.
Well, it's similar though, Jen.
Yeah, but
I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good being able to do that though.
Yeah, it is. It's excellent.
Embed codes are so great being able to use them and put them on. We recently did some in Minecraft. We've sort of got to the end of our year and the kids are doing walkthroughs of their buildings and a walkthrough of the city and everything.
Yeah.
So they've taken screencasts of them.
Yep.
Tried to make them short. I'm like, don't make them too long because they end up being big files.
Oh, we have rules on that too.
194 megabytes or something. Anyway, we uploaded them to Google and got the embed code after a bit of fussing around to find out where the embed code had moved to with the new version of Drive, and have been able to make a new blog, a Minecraft blog for our website.
Yeah.
And I've got about six videos on there at the moment that people can look at and have a look at their walkthroughs. And put some comments on.
All right. That sounds great.
But being able to embed straight from Google is pretty nice.
So I haven't done that. Is that you've uploaded your movie? Oh, yes. And then with the using the eye, the information button?
No, it's not there anymore. You have to open the movie.
Yeah.
And then up above it, you sort of get a black screen.
Yeah, that's right. And then up above it, you've got the tools.
There's three dots.
Yep.
You actually have to, I think you have to highlight the URL that's on. Then you click on the three dots and the embed things there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It says embed. Yeah, I had to search around on Google to find out where it had gone to. Because it used to be in the UI, didn't it?
Yes. Well, yes. No, I've never really used the embed code for a Google movie. So that's been, we've always just put them into Vimeo. I didn't know you could actually do that.
Yeah, so you don't need to put them into Vimeo. You can just put them into Google that you've got anyway.
Oh, cool.
And share it through Google and we all get a copy that way. But if you want people who aren't in Google to see it, and I had to change some settings, of course, in the admin part of Google to allow our things to be seen outside
I remember you
of the domain name.
Yep. Mm. Oh, no, yeah. I can do that. But you have to actually do that in the sharing, don't you? Or make it public on the web or something.
Yeah, it was in admin. You had to actually allow it in admin.
That's right. I remember you talking to someone.
There's different levels, and if you don't have it done at the right level, you still won't be able to share it.
So it's not the same for movies as it is for other documents? Because I can do that with other documents, but I've never tried it with a movie.
Yeah, you have to go into movies, the actual movie part in admin and change that. Right, so that's good.
That's interesting.
So if you want to have a look at some Minecraft movies, you can get kids looking at them, and we're going to be reading and writing about Minecraft.
Well, if you've got nothing left to do with your kids for the last week, the Hour of Code has some great tutorials and activities for kids to get engaged in.
Yes, I don't know why they call it an Hour of Code, because our kids have done more than an hour. If they get a chance, they'll just go back to it and have another go on it. And we've had big kids working with younger kids and all different things like that. And the kids have done a great job of collaborating together with it. It's a really good collaborative tool.
It is, isn't it? It's fabulous. Yeah. And then the kids start to get that idea of programming across different what would you call them?
Platforms. Languages.
Platforms or languages. Yeah. And that the programming is similar, isn't it? That it has things that are the same right across. And so they get that generalising, that idea of how to generalise. And the same with, and they get the idea about thinking in programming is a different way of thinking. It's terribly logical and step-by-step and problem-solving. So they develop.
And, you know, when I first saw the blocks, you know, the blocks like in Scratch block programming, I sort of thought to myself, gee, it's really dumbed down a lot from what we used to do in programming because you used to type it all yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are kids that actually like it like that, but I noticed they had a little bit see the code, and you can click on that. And it flips up the blocks and you see the actual coding underneath.
Okay.
And quite a lot of my kids like to do that. They like to see the real code.
Yeah, they like to go that next step.
And then they've gone on and wanted to do Java.
Yeah.
And that in Java you actually are writing the code.
Yeah.
So they've been working with that and having lots of fun with the syntax and all sorts of things like that.
You just have to get them engaged with it at some level, and then they understand that it's, it's again, we're talking about not being bored, I think. Because it's that challenge, isn't it?
And I think also that they have choice.
Yeah.
They're not being told, right, we're all doing this and this is the one we're doing. No, you can't do anything else.
Well, I think it's a thing of control too, that they're in control.
Because I had some kids came up to me and said, do you think I'd be able to do, can I do the Java one? I said, yeah, of course you can. It's on there. Have a go.
Yeah, it's great.
And they were sort of, oh, we're allowed to do that. So it was great. And what a good time of the year for them to have it for us.
Yeah, I agree.
It could be better. You know, if it was in April or something, we'd be all...
Oh, it's too busy. No.
A great time of the year.
Well, hopefully, come Christmas, they'll go home and, you know, when they're bored, they'll jump on there and have a look and try such some new things.
Easy address, code.org, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, they can remember that quite easily. So
we've got that in our show notes as well.
Yes.
So, Jen, what's happening for next year? We've talked about the past and the present, and let's move on to the future.
The future. Well, next year I'm actually going back into what used to be called the library.
Used to be called the library.
Used to be called the library.
Is it called the information centre now?
No, it's going to be called the WIM session.
The WIM session.
WIM, W-I-M, the WIM session.
Mm-hmm.
Wanderings, Imagining and Making Centre.
Okay. Wow.
So when they come in, they're going to be wondering lots of things. They're going to be imagining while they're reading fiction. And, of course, they're going to be making. So I'm going to have some maker centres.
Mm-hmm.
set up around the place. I'm going to downsize the collection quite considerably, I'm hoping, so that it'll actually fit. I have to move it as well as
have
to move it and re-sort of put it together so it's different,
mm-hmm.
and add all the maker things in with it and different seating areas, and might be a couple of tables, but there might be lots of tables.
Yeah. So, well, that sounds exciting.
It will be, yes. Yeah. So I'll be running the WIM Centre and having all the classes come in each week, which will be nice because I only get to see them each fortnight. So that'll be very helpful.
Yeah. See, it's funny because my centre is called the Horizon Centre.
Ah.
And I have students coming in, and I think it's really about personalised learning. It's children who have special needs or additional needs or giftedness or whatever it is, and so it's called the Horizon Centre. So that's quite new for me. Mm. So I'll be looking into different ways to make that fit in with some of the things that I've been doing in the past as well.
Mm.
So it's quite an experience, quite a new.
It will be. Yeah, it'll be great. And as well as having maker, I'm going to have like unmaker. And pull apart.
The deconstruction of things.
Yes, the deconstruction section. There'll be a deconstruction table. And, of course, we'll have a Funtronics table.
Oh, that sounds great, Jen.
We have to have Funtronics running there because they like the Funtronics.
Mm.
So that'll be lots of good things. And I have to hopefully have this pretty well set up by this Friday. So I've got a lot to do this week.
Oh, gosh. Mm.
Got to move the library, a few thousand books.
Lucky get all set children. Up in there. Lucky you have children.
Many hands make light work.
Shall you you should make one of those chains where, you know, you go just pass them along, or shall you make like busy bees where they all just collect something and come across?
And you have to hand back your computer, Lois.
Oh, yes, I had to hand back my school computer. Fortunately, I don't have one computer. I have two. Well, if I'm not working for the Department of Education and I'm not receiving a wage, then I can no longer lease it.
When does your lease run out? When do you stop being there? Soon, is it? Not at the end of the holidays or something?
Well, it'll be the end of the holidays.
Oh, well, so you didn't really have to hand it back yet because you're still paying.
But, I mean, I'll be working at another school, so it'll be difficult to hand it back. So,
So you'll have to get everything off it? Will you get everything off it?
Fortunately, most of the things are on my personal one, not the school one.
Right.
And I have got just backed everything up, so.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to, but, you know, I don't only have to back up my personal computers. I have to go to school and back up everything from school. And it's a big job moving. I can't imagine any other department has so much to do in a sense.
Well, when the government changes, don't they have a burn session?
Well, is that what they do? Is that what they
do? Yeah, they get everything out and burn it all up, I mean, so the next job don't have see all their stuff.
There's so many passwords and programs and different things you do that you have to hand over.
Mm.
I'm thinking there is such a lot. I mean, the library has a lot of books, but it doesn't have, you know, they're physical things. It's not all this other.
I always give mine to my technician, so he has everything.
Yeah, well, my technician has them as well. But, see, actually our technician who was working with me had to go home to Italy just last couple of days. And so we have a new technician as well. So
lots
has of most things.
People.
Yeah, it's a big changeover though.
So in your new school you're going to work in special education, Lois.
Yes, a part of it will be special education.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Well,
because,
I will, because I think I'll do some extra study in that area because I'm really quite interested in that too.
See how we can use technology in that area?
Well, that's what I'd like to do. I'd eventually like to go on and do some research in how technology can really enhance student learning in that area.
Yeah.
Because I believe it can. I just don't believe there's that strong research. So that'll be my link back to technology, I guess.
I've often wondered about dragon dictation.
Have you?
You tried that lately?
Yeah, I used it when I broke my arm. I wrote my reports on it.
It's quite good, isn't it?
It's
quite better than it used to be.
It is very good.
Even just Siri?
Well, I haven't used Siri much, to be honest.
Siri's pretty good too now, much better than she used to be. Yeah. And you can just say notes and whatever you say goes into notes.
You have to train things, don't you? You have to focus on one thing and train it up. Well, I had trained dragon dictation and I bought the full version because I broke my arm last November, right at report writing time, and I thought there's got to be another way to do this.
I was thinking in the library of having a Siri station.
Okay.
in the wind section, and you go up and you say, Siri, tell me where elephants live.
Or you could say, Siri, tell me where the book for elephants is.
I wonder if she'd know that.
I wonder if she would. Anyway, Jen.
Soon find a website, though.
Yes, she would. So, Jen, I think time's getting on, and we should wish all our listeners a very happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Yes, we hope they actually get to relax and refuel, ready for next year, because it's you really need to do that in January.
Yep, there's only one more weekday. It's only one more Monday, one more Tuesday, one more Wednesday, one more Thursday, and one more Friday for us.
Yes, same here, full of graduations, school councils and Christmas carols.
And end-of-year assemblies and all those things.
Yes, all those things this week, so it'll go very quickly.
Yes, it'll be great.
Well, you have a great week, Lois.
Yes, you too, Jen, and thanks to all our listeners.
Yes, thanks for all our listeners for listening all this year. We haven't made as many podcasts as we'd like to this year. We must have been too busy, Lois.
We must have been too busy.
We'll try harder next year, won't we?
We will. Well, we'll have lots new to talk about next year.
We will. We'll have lots of new things to talk about.
Okay.
So we'll be looking forward to speaking to everyone then.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.